Lori Shantz says they interviewed 19 Oregon-based reporters and put together a series of short video pieces that are posted online.
We think that as journalism educators and as scholars of journalism, that we have a responsibility to say morally, what is our authority? What is our responsibility as journalists, as educators to do this? And this seemed like the way to get to a part of the story that's not always told, which is how is the news that we all consume, how is it actually created?
Some reporters are based in Roseburg and were on the scene at UCC right away. Shantz and Dahman sought a diversity of perspectives, from journalism students to veterans like Register Guard photographer Chris Peach, who covered the Thurston shootings in the 1990s. One common theme was how what was happening at UCC forced a fast change in reporters' workday. Many just got in their cars and drove to Roseburg.
They didn't have a lot of time, and they went. There's a lot of muscle memory involved in journalism, and even the reporters who had not covered something like this knew how to cover a breaking news story or how to do interviews. And then on the scene, they had to figure out how to do that with in a different environment, because this was a bigger tragedy than most of them had ever covered.
What we wanted to do is to be able to share these first-hand accounts of what it's like to be thrust into a situation like that, a situation in which you know families are experiencing, you know, the worst moments of their lives and a community is suffering. And it was really, again, powerful to hear these journalists talk about the ethical dilemmas that they navigated in covering families and how thoughtful they were in their approaches.
Nicole Dahman says reporters talk about the challenges of covering gun violence and how to report on the shooter himself. Sean says she plans to use the project in her classes.
And journalism is a craft, so you learn by doing it. So what we very much hope is that particularly for the students I'm teaching this term, that they'll be able to get a sense of this is how it's done, behind the scenes. Here's a model that I can follow.
Sean says it gives people who aren't in news media more insight into the process a reporter goes through.
I think sometimes what gets noticed are the worst moments that we as a profession have. And I think something that will stand out to anyone who watches these videos is how deeply the journalists care about the work they're doing, how much it matters to them, and how much they want to respect the communities and that they care about the people they're covering, even if they're having fairly short interactions.
And in some of the cases, the journalists spend a good deal of time and put a lot of reflection and thought into what would they have done different? What did they learn? How did it change them both as people and as journalists? And so certainly that can be a useful tool for journalism classrooms, newsrooms. A lot could be gained from someone who works in crisis communication from looking at this piece, or someone who studies media ethics.
Nicole Dahman and Lori Shantz launched their project Wednesday. There was a school shooting that day in South Carolina. Shantz says she wishes this project wasn't evergreen, something that will be needed in the future as the number of mass shootings continues to rise. You can find a link to Reporting Roseburg at our website, klcc.org. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.